Tengo calor para darle a quien yo aquel que pretenda que yo le pase la mano tiene que ser un vaquiano en cuestiones amorosas, porque yo soy caprichosa y me gustan buenos mozos. Tiene que subir un corozo para tenerme cerquita, porque hombre blanco no besa una mujer tan bonita. Yo soy así, guayanesa y caprichosa, y el hombre que me denota lo juro que va a ser mío. No tengo culpa, Dios mío, ay Dios mío, de que yo sea tan melosa. Yo soy así, guayanesa y caprichosa, y el hombre que me denota lo juro que va a ser mío. No tengo culpa, Dios mío, ay Dios mío, de que yo sea tan melosa. El que pretenda que yo le pase la mano tiene que ser un vaquiano en cuestiones amorosas, porque yo soy caprichosa y me gustan buenos mozos. Tiene que subir un corozo para tenerme cerquita, porque hombre blanco no besa una mujer tan bonita.
That was Scarlett Linares, and a song was called La Melosa. And so here at this portion of the show, I will make a sharp turn straight into Grateful Dead land. Surprise. Those of you who avoid the Grateful Dead's music at all costs, I wouldn't advise you to change the channel, because I'm going to try to school you a little bit. Grateful Dead, you know, conjures up for a lot of people the notions of drug abuse and all kinds of crazy behavior, sleeping on rides, roadsides, and, you know, growing your hair out long and all that stuff. There's all kinds of basically just sort of assumptions that people make about this band because they've been around for so long, and you know what I'm talking about. Grateful Dead, Deadheads, you know, you automatically think all these things. But I want you to throw all that out the window and just listen to the music, because this is actually the music, in some ways, some of the music that bridged the gap between rock and roll and what they call world music for me as a youngster. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to play all my favorite sort of more jazzy, instrumental, world-sounding songs by them. But we'll just go on a little journey here through the Grateful Dead and their music. And this is If Music Could Talk. So why don't we start out with the live recording that they did in Egypt. Oh, I'm sorry. This is actually with a Egyptian musician. They did play at the base of the pyramids at one point, but this is at Winterland in 1978. And they brought along the very world-famous, world-renowned oud player, Hamza Eldin. And I played him on my show, all kinds of different songs by him, because the oud is such a beautiful instrument. But the album that they were recording at the time, Blues for Allah, was, I would say, inspired in a big way by Egyptian music and also the history of Egypt and the Old Testament and all kinds of things like that. And also all the holy books. Grateful Dead are just steeped in mythology. But this particular album, Blues for Allah, when they were recording it, I think they were really listening to this guy a lot, Hamza Eldin. So this is from The Grateful Dead at Winterland 1978, and this is Hamza Eldin opening up for them.
No hang up, so we wanted to get it just right. And also we want to... Some of you have been here for the last 5 days sleeping outside. For those maniacs, we want to thank you very much for being here every night. We want to introduce two of the guys that went to this wonderful country, and we had this wonderful experience. And would you welcome the two drummers from the Grateful Dead, Bill Kreutzmann and Mickey Hart?
Hello. Is this thing working? Well, here we are again tonight. This has been our fifth night here, and we're still standing.
Well, you are too.
We see you're still standing too. One reason we have all this energy, is a very good friend of ours has a great influence on us, Hamza Eldin. We'd like to introduce Hamza Eldin at this time.
Yeah, that's Hamza Eldin opening for the Grateful Dead in Winterland from a live recording, audience recording. All their audience recordings are actually available at archive.org. So you can still get that music and, you know, enjoy it. Audience recordings, at least. They took the soundboard ones down, but it's still a huge archive of Grateful Dead music. I think this one's up there. So that's why I'm allowed to play it.
Ya Arrafa, Ya Arrafa, لو بتعرفي بتشفي لو تكشفي علم الغيب وحياتك هاكي 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 كفي كفي يا عرف يا عرف السنين في الدنيا دي ضايع كمان صايع وشايل الويل وسهر الليل وكل الميل على كتفي يا عرف حمول ترجت فرجت اتوجيت لا كليت لا مليت شلت الشيلة وضعفي يا عرف يا شموعي تضوي ضرب الناس وانا يا حسرة مطفي يا عرافة يا عرافة لو بتعرفي بتشفي لو تكشفي علم الغيب وحياتك هاكي 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 كفي كفي يا
See
You're listening to Musical Talk. That was Crazy Fingers. And this is Sage and Spirit, the following cut on Blues for Allah by the Grateful Dead. Yeah, and if you don't believe that the Grateful Dead were influenced by reggae, now you should. That's a very reggae, calypso-sounding song. Also, for another example of that, of course, Crazy Fingers before that. Kind of a reggae vibe, rhythm. Try not to say vibe too much, because then I definitely get pegged as a deadhead. But a big shout out to Jason and Bree, who both just called and knew me when I was a big deadhead. Family of Friends for Virginia will host an interfaith brunch on Saturday, September 30th at 11:30 a.m. at the Berkeley Hotel. The event, in conjunction with the Virginia Pride Festival, will serve to educate the faith-based community on the negative social, political, and economic impacts of the proposed Marshall Newman Amendment that is on Virginia's ballot in November. More information on the interfaith brunch, please contact Jay White at 804-355-8766. And, yeah, I can't really hide, because once a deadhead, always a deadhead, right? Here is, going way back to Anthem of the Sun. This is where their, like, ultra-psychedelic album, where they mixed all kinds of different live recordings together to make one sort of crazy sound collage, and then went into the studio and added even more stuff over top of that. So Anthem of the Sun is like a benchmark recording for psychedelic styles. I don't think anyone's done that since, you know, just really radical recording style. So check it out. Here's a second cut. It's like all one, like, long, multi-song kind of thing. You know, it's like a medley. So I don't even know what the song's called, but I'll figure it out. It's from Anthem of the Sun, The Grateful Dead.
Makes the flesh to cry out loud. this ground on which the seed of love is sown.
Okay, that was Mountains of the Moon from Axel Maxwell by the Grateful Dead. some kind of laid-back, sort of more instrumental-sounding songs, jazzy, world-influenced music by the Grateful Dead, if you believe that. And up next, I'm going to pick up the energy here so you don't fall asleep in Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Lullaby Land. Up next here is Cream Puff War from their first record, self-titled Grateful Dead.